Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. This is one of a series of podcasts on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, looking at the way that Paul understood and practiced ministry, the way that he planted, led, and pastored churches in such a way that their memories of him and his memories of them were very pleasant. In earlier podcasts, we've looked at his motives. They're very significant, and they come at the beginning of the chapter because the motives shape the methods. Then we had a look at the methods that Paul employed in planting the church in Thessalonica and helping it, and even now trying to assist it as it grows in his faith. And finally, in the last part of the chapter, Paul talks about his memories of the Thessalonians, and I think taps into their memories of him. At the end of our lives, at the end of a period of ministry, we want to have pleasant memories. Perhaps not easy memories, but memories that evoke feelings of love and warmth and joy as we think about those we've served, and we hope those we've served will think similarly of us. And so here in verse 13 of chapter 2, we find the first part of the memories we'll talk about today. It says, "We also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe." So what is Paul's first memory? I think his first memory, as he thinks about the Thessalonians, is that they were teachable. In fact, not only that they were teachable, but they are still teachable. A healthy congregation and a healthy Christian is someone who is teachable not only at the time when perhaps they become a Christian, but also they continue to be teachable. In other words, humble before the Word of God, continuing to grow and change. Surely this is the sign of a successful visit, that Paul made, and any successful visit, as he says in chapter 2, verse 1, "You know, brothers, that our visit to you was not a failure." And how does he know it was not a failure? Because they accepted the word of God humbly, and they continue to do so. A successful visit by someone going to preach and teach or start a church is that people encounter the word of God, that they accept the word of God, that they respond to the word of God. Paul is able to call their attention to the fact that the word is at work in them. They did grow, they did change, and they are still doing so. Paul was very clear that it was God's word that he was proclaiming, and God's message, not his own, as he mentions earlier in verse 9. He was confident of the success of his role as a herald of the word of God, not because he was up to date with contemporary philosophy and social trends, and it's okay to be up to date, but that wasn't the reason he was effective. It was because of the power that's within the message itself. There is power within the word of God. It is living and active, Hebrews chapter 4. So that understanding that Paul had doesn't diminish Paul's own understanding of his significance as an intermediary. He counts such a role as a tremendous privilege, and it's a crucial God-given task. And it's important that we, those of us who preach and teach and train others, don't diminish the role that we have, but on the other hand, be sure that we know where the power is. The power is in the Word of God. Let's enjoy the privilege of bringing the Word of God to others, but let's remember to praise God for whatever work is effect, whatever effect, positive effect we actually see because of our service through the Word of God. It is simply for Paul here that he is more thankful that the Thessalonians responded to God's word than they responded to him. The process here is described as the fact that they first received and then accepted the word. The first word carries the idea of outward reception, while the second is used of welcoming a guest. The believe, he says, you continue to believe, the word that work which is at work in you, who believe, that believe is active. And still, God's work is being done amongst them through his word. Let's be sure that God's work is still being done in our lives. Let's be teachable. Next time I go on to the next verse, but until then, our church can be found at nwlcc.org, and my email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.